What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's a perfect segue here this afternoon after talking to two Catholic sisters that are fighting for social, racial, and economic and environmental justice on their nationwide Nuns on the Bus tour, to be joined now by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley to talk about something that is essential for human dignity, that increases not just the wellness of the individuals that are benefited by affordable housing, but the entire wellness of the community, of our county, of our region, and certainly in your hometowns as well. Welcome, County Executive Crowley. Really happy and excited to have you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Maggie. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Huge announcement of a $4 million investment in affordable housing in the city of Milwaukee and Oak Creek, spearheaded by Milwaukee County. Tell folks about it.
Yes, and thank you for this opportunity. Well, as you know, that we need to continue to work to bring down housing costs. But more importantly, how do we empower families in giving them access to home ownership opportunities, giving them opportunities to build wealth by being able to own their own home? And so we have approved funding for two affordable housing developments, both one in the city of Milwaukee and one in Oak Creek. But as you know, we've been working on the King Park neighborhood. We put up our mental health emergency center and currently working on the new Cox building. But because we're going to be moving out of the current building, that provides a redevelopment opportunity. And so we're going to be pursuing allocating $2.5 million, which will create a mixed-use redevelopment in the existing Marshall P. Cox, a Healthy and Human Service building. And this is going to be incredibly important because it's not only giving us the opportunity to create an estimated of 65 affordable housing units, but it's also going to include space for Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services to continue to provide services and resources for many of the residents, as well as the community members that will be living within that redevelopment or within that community. And then on the south side of Milwaukee County, $2 million will be invested into a vacant tax foreclosed land where we'll be building 24 single family homes, particularly for first time home buyers. And I have to say thank you not only to the Biden-Harris administration, but thank you to Senator Tammy Baldwin for her leadership, because we were awarded $5 million from the U.S. Department of HUD to help us with these endeavors. And so these are going to be incredible investments that's going to benefit the entire community by bringing on more affordable housing.
Yeah, it's every study that you look at says that if someone has stable and reliable housing, everything else works better. They are more able to stay employed. They are better able to access crucial preventative health care and mental health care. Their kids have better outcomes in school. It is sort of the super secret sauce for people to achieve and live in a healthy way and with dignity. So my huge congratulations to you, Mr. County Executive, and Milwaukee County and the folks in both Oak Creek and the city. But it really helps, again, raise that tide for all ships, for each and every one of us here in southeastern Wisconsin, because as some of us need help and do better, all of us benefit from that because it improves the wellness across our communities. Speaking of wellness across our communities, you were at Joe Biden's appearance yesterday, President Biden addressing lead pipes in the city of Milwaukee. What were your impressions? What was your takeaway hearing President Biden address this very important issue here in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, you know, I think you hit it right on the head, right? When you talk about housing, one of the most critical social determinants of health, it affects everything. It affects our health. It affects the way people make money, the access to education and transportation. And that's what we are focusing on. But even with the visit of the President of the United States, President Biden highlighting some of the generational investments that he's going to continue delivering for Milwaukee County is extremely powerful and important, particularly as we think about the health and well-being of our children. We know that lead paint, that lead laterals have been contributing to the increasing levels of lead in our young people, in our children. And so if we want to make sure that we are providing safe spaces for them, we have to make sure that we can fund lead abatement and, again, lead lateral removal. And so to have the President of the United States on 35th and Capitol making his announcement about giving dollars not only to the city of Milwaukee, but also to Milwaukee County to help eliminate the exposure to lead for our young people. I mean, we have to remember, you know, lead can cause some serious long-lasting health issues, particularly in our children. And we know that it contributes to developmental delays at the exact same time. And so this funding that the president and vice president is providing us is going to help us address many of these challenges and ensure that our kids, our young families, have access to safe housing that they deserve, but also safe, clean drinking water, and making sure that we can also remove the lead paint within our communities. And so I'm so excited that we're able to see the removal of these hazardous materials really come online much quicker than we really thought would happen. And we wouldn't have been able to be in this position if it wasn't for President Biden, if it wasn't for Vice President Kamala Harris focusing on the safety of our kids and our young families.
I was thrilled to see President Biden and the commitment from the Biden-Harris administration to help support the replacing of lead laterals and to help fund lead abatement, because it has this completely outsized or inequitable impact on both children and families in particular neighborhoods here in the city of Milwaukee. Couldn't be more important. This all brought to mind, Mr. County Executive, you know, you and I worked together in the depths of the COVID epidemic to make sure that people that we served in Milwaukee County and in our communities had accurate information. We worked on transparency to make sure that people knew what the COVID infection or positive test rates were, and created the dashboard, the first of its kind in the nation, to share that information. Again, this idea of being truthful, getting people accurate information so that they can make the best health decisions for themselves and their family. That commitment to facts and truth, Mr. County Executive, seems to be something sorely lacking in candidates up and down the ballot right now. I am absolutely disgusted by the lies being told by Donald Trump and Senate candidate Eric Hovde about the disaster recovery efforts in the wake of Helene. And as we look at Hurricane Milton reaching landfall in the wee hours of tomorrow morning, Mr. County Executive, what has your reaction been to all of these lies being spewed from folks running up and down the ballot, frankly, on the MAGA ticket?
You know, I'm glad you talked about the work during the COVID-19 pandemic, right? Because let's not forget that we were dealing with a lot of dis and misinformation that were out there only because we simply just wanted to save lives and keep people as safe as possible as we were dealing with the unknown with a 100-plus-year pandemic that had hit this entire globe. And so to see candidates, particularly our Senate candidate, you know, literally spewing lies and really putting lives on the line and making sure they get access to not just the help, but the resources that they need to keep themselves and their neighborhoods and their neighbors safe, it's just completely asinine. I mean, I think I just read, you know, in one of the papers, a report from the mayor who has literally had to go out there and ask neighbors not to politicize the fact that you have a hurricane literally barreling their way and what they need to do in order to save themselves. And quite frankly, I think that these are distractions. These are distractions so people forget about what they need to do to save themselves, to save their neighbors' lives, because people don't have anything to actually run on. They aren't talking about any policies, any issues that's going to have a direct impact on the quality of life for so many residents here in Milwaukee County, in the state of Wisconsin, and across this entire country. And so we need to make sure that we're educating people across this entire country about what the facts are. FEMA is providing the resources. FEMA is going out there, and many people on the front lines in Florida are out there every single day doing what they can to not only evacuate and prepare for what is going to happen, but to make sure that the real information is there. And as government officials, you know, people who are running for these seats, we have to be not only open and honest, but we have to be transparent, because I don't just, you know, as I don't just represent Democrats. I don't just represent Republicans or independents. I represent this entire county of Milwaukee. And so it is my job to make sure that we're bringing sound data to the table and making decisions on what that data is saying to make sure that we're not only saving lives, but we're staying on track when it comes down to the investments that we need to make to improve our entire community. Those are the types of candidates that we need running for these seats. And quite frankly, any candidate out there that's willing to lie for their own personal benefit, all of us should question that and be second-guessing those individuals' motives for running for office.
They're frankly morally unfit to serve in any elected office, whether it's dog catcher or U.S. Senate or in the Oval Office. Sir, I just want to pass along a well wish from Michaela listening on the WAUK line. She lives in West Bend. She says, I have faith in Milwaukee County. Listening to County Executive Crowley, I can hear his passion, which is evident. I believe he gets things done. And my thanks to him. That's from Michaela in West Bend. Sir, I'll double down on that. Michaela. It was a privilege. It was a privilege to serve you and your administration. And it is a privilege to observe you now getting more things done. And the thing that I always tell people, because I've gotten questions, you talk about Milwaukee County a lot. And I said, we're the bellwether of the state. And when Milwaukee County does better and we do better for each other and our communities as a whole, everyone in the state benefits. We're the economic engine of the state. And I know, County Executive Crowley, that you're setting an example and setting the bar high for every single county executive in the other 71 counties of this great state. Sir, your closing thoughts this afternoon to Wisconsin voters as they weigh who they may be casting a ballot for on November 5th.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Michaela, and thank you for that as well, Maggie. We want to continue to serve the people. And you know what? We don't do this alone in Milwaukee County. We do this in partnership with the other 71 counties of the entire state, because what's good for Milwaukee County is good for the entire state of Wisconsin. And as we embark on Election Day coming up, I just want to remind folks to make sure that they get out and vote. And if you can't get to the polls on Election Day, you still have time to request your absentee ballot and making sure that you let your voice be heard and getting that ballot to the box, to the mailbox or the ballot box. There's no reason why anyone is sitting on the sidelines this upcoming election. There's too much at stake when it comes down to our democracy, when it comes down to educating our children, when it comes down to investing in transportation and public transit and in our public health. And so let's make sure that when we go to the ballot box, we're not just thinking about ourselves and our families, but we're also thinking about our neighbors and our entire community and electing people that's going to move us all forward, no matter who they represent. Because, what's good for your community is good for everyone. And as long as we have great public service who believe in having a passion and a commitment for those that we serve, I believe the sky is the limit for our entire state. So please make sure you get out to vote. And if you voted already, let's do what we can to get more folks educated about what's at stake, because no one should be standing on the sidelines.
We don't get what we don't fight for. Folks, that's Milwaukee County Executive, my friend and yours, David Crowley. Thanks so much, David. Can't wait to talk to you again. When we come back, I'm going to take a call from one of my favorite conservative callers. We're going to have a wee bit of a debate about abortion. When we come back, don't miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.